Good morning, everybody. It is Tom Chenault, and it's the Tom Chenault Show, and I hope you are having an unbelievable Saturday afternoon. We are fired up to talk to you today. Hello, Marianne Niehaus. How are you?
Hey, Tom. How's it going?
I am doing fantastic. It is great to be alive, and this Rich Dad Advisor series has absolutely changed my life, and we're continuing it today with a guy that I read his book, and we interviewed him a couple of years ago. Sales Dogs has been on my desk. I've had more people refer to that over the years. It's an unbelievable book, and he's written a better book. And this book is called The Team Code of Honor. And as Robert Kiyosaki says, if you are going to be a great entrepreneur, you've got to have sales, you've got to have accounting, you've got to have investing, and you've got to have leadership. And inside of Blair Singer, he's got sales, one end of the bookend, and leadership dialed in. I love this guy. He changed my life with Sales Dogs, but I'm going to tell you, take the elevator up about 45 floors to the penthouse. I love this book, Team Code of Honor. Blair Singer, how are you, buddy?
I'm great, and thank you for saying such nice things. But I'll tell you what, it is a bookend. I mean, you got to be able to sell at one end, but you also need to be able to rally your team on the other.
Especially in the business I'm in, I have found that great salesmen suck at home-based business and network marketing because they are so used to pushing the pig through the python snake by themselves and standing on each other's head to get to the top and, you know, just destroying everything in their path, that it, when it becomes time to duplicate themselves and learn leadership, it is a foreign topic to them, no matter what business school they went to. And your book really brings it into perspective. And he talks about the fact that you have got to have a code of honor. And if you don't have it, you will lose.
He says
it holds families together. It holds teams together, everything together. So, Blair, before we get talking about the book and the code of honor, tell us a little bit about you. You've been with Robert and Mona and Kim and that whole gang for so many years. Tell me a story about that first.
Well, we met, Robert and I met a long time ago in Hawaii in the early 80s when we were both fledgling entrepreneurs. He was building his nylon wallet company. I had a surf shop in Waikiki. He was trying to get me to sell Velcro wallets in my surf shop. And we immediately got into an argument about something. I'm not sure what it was, but we became best friends and partners ever since on a journey that really taught us that the path to being successful financially and just having not just a rich financially, but rich life was bordered one side on business development, the other side on personal development. And one of the things we learned is, as independent sales reps, is you can only do so much on your own. You only have so much time and you only have so much energy and resource, but to build massive and passive income, if you're just looking at the income side, you got to be able to have a team. You got to be able to replicate. And you said it exactly right, Tom. The problem is that most guys that are in sales, I mean, they're preconditioned to do it on their own. To be, I'm the king. I'm the boss. I control my own destiny. But that's all limited to the amount of energy and resource you have. And sooner or later, you're going to burn. So what we learned really early that from our teachers is you got to be able to rally, be able to pull together a team, and certainly the Rich Dad has not only built a team but a gigantic global community of like-minded people moving in the same direction. So like I said, there've been a lot of ups and downs. I've built businesses, crashed businesses, build them again, and Robert has too. And through all of it, the one thing in common is when the team was working well, when we had a strong set of rules, what we call a code of honor. And by the way, the Ten Commandments is a code of honor.
Yeah.
You know, the great governments have a code of honor. And you know, when you start to breach those rules is the time when that institution starts coming down, which is what's going on with our economy, which goes on with, you know, our monetary system. is that when those initial founding rules start to get breached is the time when it comes crumbling down. The same thing happens with my 18-year-old and my 11-year-old at home if they start breaching the rules. So it's really, you're right, it's the core piece to pulling any kind of a team together.
Marianne and I, on January 18th of 2010, woke up one morning making a lot of money each month, and the next day, out of the sky blue, our company went out of business. And we were standing there with our hat in our hand. And what was so cool was Marianne and a bunch of people just called me on the phone and said, "Tom, we are together. We've got a code. What do we do now?" And instead of everybody panicking, when chaos came in, there was a set of rules, and we knew what the code of honor was, and we all locked our arms, and instead of that becoming the worst day of our life, it became the best day of our life, just because of what Blair alluded to. Right, Marianne?
Oh, yeah. No, I totally agree. I mean, there was no doubt in my mind that wherever Tom, whatever was happening with Tom, that was going to happen with me. And same with my team.
And what I loved about your book, Blair, is you talked a little bit about, in a team tips conversation, discussing the massive breakdown that would not break us up, instead of that creating a breakthrough. And go with almost a scenario that's a worst-case scenario. So, it's almost like emergency preparedness that police departments do. And I think that's brilliant. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, you know, the reason you have a code, there's a lot of reasons, first of all. But one of the reasons you're alluding to, Tom and Marianne, is that there are difficult times. There are difficult times that are going to happen as an entrepreneur, no matter where you are. Difficult times in a marriage, difficult times in a relationship. And you really find out who's on your team when the chips are down a little bit, like what you guys are describing. But if you've got a code or a set of rules that hold you, that where we share the values, then you don't have to go sell them. You didn't have to sell your team on sticking together. You didn't have to go convince them. They just stood up and said, "We're in this thing together." And to be able to take a look at, you know, what is the worst case scenario? What is the worst possible thing that could happen? How would we handle that? Be prepared for that. Then you know what? A lot of times it never even shows up. You know, it's kind of like, that's the reason I love the network marketing business, is it because for many people it's their first experience in really being on a team, really being able to work with other people. And in a very nurturing, positive way, person learns how to share values with others, learns how to keep people accountable, learns how to get better because other people are demanding the best out of you and you out of them. And so that whole scenario doesn't happen when you're walled up at home, working at home, in your office, by yourself, not talking to anybody. The beauty, I think, of the business is that you are automatically put into a team. Now, what you do there and how it's like you've been given gold bricks. You've been given huge amount of resource here. You have all these people that share a common vision, common product, common everything already set up. All you need to do is to surround it with a set of rules that'll keep together, and then vision what the worst case scenario would be, vision what the best case scenario would be, and walk it through. And once you've identified the demon, once you've identified the dragon, a lot of times the dragon never pops out, and I don't know why that is, but in 30 years in business, if you're prepared for it, it doesn't show. When you're not, it seems to always rear its head. You know what I'm saying?
And here's the deal, you guys: if you know who you are, which very few people do, and what you stand for, that's wonderful. If you can then take that and transfer that to who your team is, who they are, and collectively who you are as a group, you're rich. And if you've got a sloppy self-worth inside of you, people are going to sense that. And if you've got a sloppy code of honor, people are going to sense that. But on the flip side of that, if you've got this defined, people are going to realize you're going to go someplace and they're going to follow you there, right?
Well, that's exactly right. As a matter of fact, I always tell people that your best recruiting tool, the best recruiting tool you have is your code. Because most people want to aspire to be better. Most people feel, and I think it's true, that most people have a bigger, better person inside of themselves. And when they see a set of standards, which is really what a code of honor is, rules like never abandon a teammate in need, do whatever it takes as long as legal, ethical, and moral to win, take personal responsibility, no blame, justification. These are ideals and standards and rules that most people would love to live up to and love to be a part of. And so when they see your code or you explain it to them, they say, I want to be a part of that. It's like the Marine Corps. You know, Robert was in the Marine Corps, and, you know, people say, I want to be that. It's not so much I want to go shoot people. It's I want to live by that kind of a code. What kind of a person would I have to become to live up to that? And what you, as exactly as you said, Tom, exactly as you said, what happens is they sense it. And they want to sign up, and it creates an attraction. So whether I was in the trucking business, whether I was in the training business, people that I've worked with, the many companies that I've worked with.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
And we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. It's the Tom Chenault Show. And we are interviewing another one of the tremendous Rich Dad advisors. I hope you're having a great Saturday afternoon, but go to BlairSinger.com right now. Blair, B-L-A-I-R, Singer.com. Or just go to RichDad.com and click on the advisors. You're going to find that guy, this guy, either way. He's written a beast of a book called Team Code of Honor. We were interviewing him. He was talking about this trucking company that he had that was upside down, and he was going to peel it out of there and go start over. And his team came to me and came to him and said, look, love to hear that you got financial problems, but we jumped in this foxhole with you, and the Team Code of Honor says you don't shut this thing down. We're going to fight our way through this come heck or high water. Put on your big boy pants, Blair, and let's go back to work. That's kind of what happened, right?
That's exactly what happened. And when you're, by the way, when you're faced down, when you're being faced down by a team of Samoans, Tongans, and African American workers in your warehouse, you know, there's a little impetus there. But the truth of it was. It's exactly as you said before, Tom. It was something bigger than us. I was ready to bail, but there was something called a code of honor, which it was a set of standards and ideals that we wanted to live up to that somehow became so ingrained in everybody that we used it to interview people. We used it to, when we would hire a warehouse person, we would say, look, this is just so you know, this is how we operate here. Never abandon a teammate in any. That means you may have to come in and work an extra shift, you know, to bail out the night crew if we're too busy. And, you know, some people would say, I don't know if I want to do that. And they'd say, well, we don't know if we want you here. And I always say, in the network marketing business, what's great is that for a lot of people, if you've got a code and if you're tight with it, it could be the one single place in another person's life where they actually get to live and be who they really hope that they could live and be, to really live up to those standards. Because, you know, they don't have the control at their office, maybe. And maybe home is a little bit chaotic sometimes. But you know what? In this team, we stand behind each other, and we feel good about each other. And you know what? Sales just pop through the roof when that happens, because you got people that are committed, that are serious, that are willing to study together, work together, and hold each other accountable, which at the end of the day, in business, it is about accountability, and that's what a code of honor is about.
There's days I wake up every morning. I mean, every day I hope I wake up. But there's days that I wake up and I don't feel so good about myself. I don't feel so good about what I want to do that day. And I am dragging. And I am telling you, having a code, and I didn't even know I had a code until I read your book about the code. And all of a sudden, I realize that I am bigger than that little voice between my ears telling me what a wimp I am. And I've got to get up, because I owe it to the code. I owe it to the mission. I owe it to everybody else to get up and play. And I think even a Robert Kiyosaki or a Blair Singer or anybody else that we've interviewed has the same kind of days until all of a sudden they remember they're playing a bigger game than that, right?
That's right. That's right. Because you said it earlier, Tom. You said, you know, if you've got a sloppy self-worth, people sense it. If you've got a tight one, they sense that too. And, you know, your self-concept, I always say this, and we say that, by the way, in my other book called Little Voice Mastery, is that your results will never exceed your self-concept. If your self-concept's low, your team self-concept's low, it's gonna reflect in your results. You can't make more money than you feel you're worth. That's the bottom line. So, to your point, the reason you have a code which you create in a sane moment with your team or on your own, when you create it, that holds you to the highest standard. And when you're having that bad day that we always have, You got to live up to the commitment you made to yourself, that you made to your team. I said I'd be on time. I said that I'd never abandon a teammate in need. The key to a code, and this is part of the book, talks about this a lot, is you have to be willing to hold each other accountable to those standards. People say, yeah, well, I got rules. I go, yeah, I know. Enron had rules. The Federal Reserve used to have rules. Everybody says they got rules. The difference between a code and a set of rules is that everybody on the team has the right to call other members on their breach of the code or when they're not living up to the standard. And that's what makes it magic. When a team can learn how to communicate at that level without hurting each other, without embarrassing each other, without doing any of that kind of stuff, but really hold people to a higher standard, that's when magic is created. That's when you hear underdog teams taking on championships. You know, by the way, that little trucking business, they never had to go without pay. We stood in the heat, turned it around, paid all the money back in 9 months, became one of the fastest growing air freight companies of its kind at that time. Now, I'm not in that business anymore, but we've taken that formula to
company. We got
to
take a don't hold forward. That thought. We got to take a break. This is too fun. We'll be right back with Blair Singer.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
All right, we are back. It's Tom Chenault. It is Marianne Niehaus. We're interviewing Blair Singer. He's one of the Rich Dad Advisors. He's written a terrific book called Team Code of Honor that is such a great book for network marketing. It is unbelievable. If I don't care what line of work you're in. This book is it. I can't imagine anybody living without it. Marianne, you wanted to say something?
Well, I just, you know, when we were talking about codes and stuff, and I think what happens is, if the same thing with the self-worth, is that you're going to attract people that are like that, right? And so if you have a high code, what we were talking about, integrity, doing the right thing, and I always try to coach my team on that when they come to me with an issue, you know, and I love the code thing. I mean, I didn't realize I had a code, kind of like what Tom was saying. But I'm like, you know, how would you want somebody to handle this if you were on the other side of it?
Yeah. That's right.
You're
100%
that's right. And here's
that's right. See, and the problem, and Marianne, you strike on a really good point. And the point is this: not because there's bad people out there. Everybody has their own set of rules, and in the absence of rules on a team, people just resort to their own rules. Now, your rule and Tom's rule and my rule might be slightly different. And in the heat of the battle, that could be a problem. In other words, let's say being on time. Okay, so let's say that for me, being on time means to be 5 minutes early. Maybe for you, it means to be right on time. Maybe for somebody else, it means within 5 minutes. Now, that could be contentious at some point over a period of time, just really simple. You know, I work with a network marketing team where one of the code of honor items was we're willing to hold each other accountable for our sales activity, which meant that they'd sit down and review each other's numbers, number of calls, number of people they talked to, number of meetings, such as, and that team just their numbers within a matter of weeks shot through the roof, and people didn't want to do it, obviously dropped out, but the people that did. See, you have rules. That's what you said. You have rules. Everybody's got them. The difference is in a code, is you actually sit down and write, these are the ones for our team. I think I said in the book, Bill Cosby said it really well. He goes, I do not know the key to success, but I do know the key to failure is trying to please everybody. You can't do that in business. Just like in your if I were to tell people, nothing else from this call. Go home and create one for yourself. What are your five rules? You know, what are your five rules? You know, maybe have to do with your health, have to do with your finance, have to do with your relationships. My wife and I have a code of honor between us that's held us together in good times and in rough times for the last 27 years. So, you know, it's core to human existence, as far as I'm concerned, to any institution. Any institution, like the Ten Commandments, is a code of honor, for crying out loud. So it's critical.
No doubt about it. Okay, so I want to shift gears a little bit. when you are a big, you know, I was an airplane salesman. I was a huge stockbroker. When I got into the network marketing world, I did not think anybody was as good as me. And therefore, I sucked as a network marketer. And so, but at the end of the day, I now know that if I don't recruit people that are better than I am, I'm going to have a mediocre team. And what happens to us in network marketing is we don't know what we're going to say across the room to that guy that's bigger or better, supposedly, in our own mind than they are. But the critical thing is you need to always be reaching up and bringing in people better than you. Right, Blair?
Absolutely. I mean, Robert and I both share this point of view that if I'm the best guy in my team, my team's got a big-time problem.
There you go. Yeah.
Like I am so clear. And I think, you know, maybe, I don't know, Tom, if that comes with age and experience or whatever, but I just tell you, it's like you're absolutely right. And that's the beauty of the code, because the code, I don't care who you are, it's a place where people of high quality can aspire to. And it's a place where you don't have to put the burden like, I got to be the smart guy, I got to be the boss, I got to do this. That stuff's going to keep you, exactly as you said, mediocre. You got to reach out and go for the best and the best people that you can get.
Okay. Another thing I want to talk about is willing to let somebody else win. Again, in corporate America, if we didn't have 100% of the attention on ourselves, we felt like we were losing. In network marketing, if you don't put 110% of the attention on somebody else, you lose. Because people already resent you because you make so doggone much money or you've got such a big lofty title. They're looking to knock you off of that. And if you don't get on it, if you can just stand there and let everybody be greater than you and let somebody else win, everybody wins, right, Blair?
That's so true, and you're right. Most of corporate America operates from the perspective of what's in it for me. I got to be the top person. I'm going to withhold information. I'm going to be the guy or the gal that's going to be on top. And you know what? The beauty of the network marketing business is you are not only incentivized, but the entire system is set up that if you can support other people to be better than you, you actually make more money. I mean, there's hardly a situation in business where that's true. But in network marketing, if you are good as a teacher, good at supporting others, having other people be better than you, and you have the heart of a teacher, love to see the light bulbs go on in somebody else's eyes, you'll make a fortune by helping other people become rich. So you're right. The point is to be a great leader is to get past the piece of I gotta win on my own. It's gotta be how many people can I make win? Your credibility becomes how many people can you make rich? How many people can you get to win and to be the best that they can be?
And here's what we do as egomaniac goofballs. We put this code up, and this code says you can't be late, you can't be ugly, you can't have your shirt tail tucked out, you can't be mean to people, you can't judge people. And what you need to remember, everybody, when you put this code up, is that's a code for you, not for your team. If you're not going to live inside of your code, you can't expect the team to live inside of that code. So that code better be something you're willing to commit to at 110% so you can get everybody else to commit at 100. And if you aren't willing to be bigger and even more than your code, you got the wrong code. Wrong or right, Blair?
That's absolutely right. You know, the truth of it is that you have to walk the talk. And the fact of the matter is that the highest form of leadership, in my estimation, is your willingness to call yourself on your own breaches of the code, because we're all going to do it. We're all human beings. We're all going to make mistakes. But as a leader, being willing to say, oh, I screwed up, I was late, I was this, I was blaming, I shouldn't do that. Then all of a sudden people go, whoa, okay, we're serious. This is serious. When you don't have to be called on it by somebody else, and you can stand up and be responsible enough to call yourself on it, that sends a ripple message across your entire team that says, this is serious, this is who we are, and I'm proud to be part of it.
Okay, so in the inevitable breakdown in the code, And in your book, at the end of the book, you talk about the debriefing. And
right.
you just get this thing on the court where there's no opinion in it, just the facts. What happened? No opinions. What was working? What didn't work? What did we learn from this? And what, as a team and as a code, can we do to correct it without any personal attacks is critical, right?
That's critical. And, you know, and I teach leaders and facilitators and teachers how to do this, but for anybody, this is probably in the book. If there's one skill besides doing the code, if there's one skill to implement, to learn, if you really want to drive a team, is how to debrief, which is what you're talking about, which is designed to say what worked, what didn't work, why, and what did we learn, and how are we going forward? Not about you messed up, you screwed up. See, you've got a code that says no blame, no justification, no finger pointing, okay? So now we do our best to depersonalize it. What worked? I don't want to get into the who did, what said, she said, he did stuff. What worked and what didn't? Because no matter what you're doing, there's always something that worked, and there's always something that possibly didn't work or could be improved. And it takes sometimes teams a while to get used to it, but once you lock in, wow, the correction is so quick. Wow, people feel like they're growing, and your resilience and your ability to take and handle feedback jumps exponentially. I always tell people, this is what I love about network marketing, is that the way you do your business, is sometimes 10 times more important than the business that you're doing. The way you're conducting yourself, the way you hold a team together, the way you communicate with each other and nurture each other, be the people you want to be, holy moly, that's 10 times more important sometimes than the product or the service that you're offering, which is important, but why people want to be part of a team is because of who they can become. And that's the kind of environment that you set up for them.
Yeah, I agree 100%. And I want every one of you to think right now, your most successful business guy out there, whether it's network marketing or Apple computer, whatever business model you think of right now, and then think about the underlying code that's got to be there that you didn't see. Because underneath every great organization is an incredible, solid code. So look in the mirror and say, they've got the code. Do I have the code? And what I'm missing is that, probably. And all you need to do is go buy this book called Team Code of Honor by Blair Singer. It's going to change your life. Right, Blair?
Well, I hope so. I think that I had a vision many, many years ago that if Code of Honors being posted on bulletin boards, lunchrooms, you know, bathrooms, kitchens, all over the world. And I figured that if people would be willing to set up a context like that, be willing to create an environment that supported that set of standards, more people would be able to live the life that they always dreamed of. So, yeah, I am a big-time believer in it.
And if you want to build a big business, you got to have it. And if it's not written down, you don't have it. So if you think you have it in your mind and you just assume that by osmosis your whole team knows how great you are and that code's just inherent because you're so great, you're missing the boat. Get it down. Make it a collaborative effort. Use this book as the template. You get rich. You get happy. You get your life. Blair Singer, thank you so much for coming on, man. You are a beast.
Well, thank you so much, Tom, and thank you for adding so much value over the years to so many people's lives. I mean, by delivering a message of who people can that you really can be who you hope that you can be. So it's an honor for me to be part of the program.
All right, stay in touch. I'm going to actually call Mona. I got a couple team calls. I want to figure out a way to get you on. We're going to sell these books for you like you've never seen before. Go if you're in this business, Team Code of Honor isn't an idea. It's a must. Go buy it. Team Code of Honor, Blair Singer. We'll see you all.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people, like when the jeweler ruined my ring and wouldn't do anything about it. But when my Legal Shield attorney called him and told him what my rights were, I received a check for over $2,100. Worry less and live more with LSProtection.com. That's LSProtection.com, or call 855-340-SAVE. Again, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
All right, we are back. It is Tom Chenault. It's Marianne Niehaus. Blair Singer is gone, but holy mackerel. What a book, huh?
Yeah, and, you know, I love this kind of stuff. And, you know, when you are communicating with a lot of people, and people are throwing out ideas. I always have this little thing, you know, people are like, oh, I don't like that. I'm like, no, don't, you can't say that. Here's what you can say. That is great. Let's see if we can make it even better. And that's, you know, he talks about that. He says, because we have rules, very little negative stuff comes up.
Yeah.
You know, it's not a let's beat each other down. It's let's build each other up kind of a thing.
There's no doubt about that. And we all need to remember that. A lot, especially Tom, right, Marianne?
Especially Tom.
Okay, good. So the name of the game, you guys, is if you're going to build a team, it's going to be a team that cannot be torn asunder by anybody or anything. And protecting the team is, and if you've read Robert Crisp's book, Raising a Giant and Feeding a Giant is about this very thing, where it pertains directly to network marketing, because it talks about that the power of the team is more important than the individual. And that's so hard to understand, but it's so true. And once you get that, you get rich in network marketing. And I know a lot of people that protect their team with their life because they were smart enough to do that. I don't think anybody's written a book about this as concise, as easy to read, that is so logical than this book that Blair Singer wrote. I mean,
it's a real simple read, and it is. It's just really impactful in these. When he was talking about the code of honor, you know, and no man left behind, basically. And so when you are building a team, you're always looking at ways that you can help your people move forward and in whatever areas that they need. And if that's part of your code, you know, then everybody's doing that together. We're all helping each other.
You can sense when a leader's insecure, when he's scared to let other people get the attention, and he doesn't want to make other people greater than himself because of an ego. And you can see that thing self-destructing, like, as soon as it starts.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why personal development, and I had a million more questions for Blair about personal development and how important it is. But you've got to get your self-esteem and your ego under control, because everybody has to win. People are going to know you win. People know that I make a ton of money. People know that I've got a huge organization. People know that I got all that garbage that you have to put up on Facebook and things like
airplanes.
That.
Airplanes.
Yeah, I don't have to tell them that. And they know it.
Mm-hmm.
And the name of the game is, the more you talk about your team and the leaders on your team, the better. And then you've got a new team member coming in, and you're putting that kind of attention on that new team member. At the end of the day, they are going to appreciate that so much, because a guy like me, I get so much doggone attention that it's almost embarrassing. It's uncomfortable. I know I don't deserve 99.999% of it, because I didn't do it. The group did. The team did. And I get all the accolades, and it's really not fair. And I know that. And it's not like I'm saying I'm not worthy. I'm just saying it's a bad model. And I like putting the attention on the guy that is rolling up his sleeves, getting started, and beginning this adventure, not some old codger like me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, no, and I see that every day, Tom. I mean, I know you love your leaders, and you show them that you love them. And the whole ego thing, I think I've heard this before, and I totally believe it. You've got to be a nice person to be in network marketing, or you will not win.
Mm-hmm.
And people that come in that have got these big egos, and they think they're the know-it-alls, and they take all the credit. They don't give credit to their people, their team, their leaders. They don't last very long. They really don't, because people get sick and tired of following something like that. But you are a flipping movie star. I've seen you at events, and you're absolutely right. People want to be close to you and just be, and it's your persona. I don't think it's...
Well, I spit on sidewalks. You know,
and you pour water on people.
I came from the edge of homelessness.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
I didn't have a dollar at one point. My father-in-law said, Tom, I'll give you this car. And I said, fine. It was a 1981 Subaru. And this was in 1988, not that long ago, 25 years. And in 1988, he says, I'll give you this 1981 Subaru. And I said, fine, thank you so much. I don't have any money. I don't have a car. And 2 days later, he came back and said, my accountant needs to charge you a dollar so for tax purposes. And what went through my mind was, where am I going to get a buck? And that's broke in your 40s. I was 37 years old, I think, when that happened. And that's humbling. And I'll never forget that. And so many people in my life are in that boat that have $1 million income in them, but they just got hit by a train called life, and they can come back as long as people don't step on their head. And what I love about this book, again, is it creates a conversation so much bigger than Tom Chenault's story or Marianne Niehaus's story or Tom Sheffield's story. And it's just amazing. And I want you to buy that book, everybody. Going through here, you know, we've got interviews for you with so many great network marketers coming up. We're going to continue through.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
For health and vitality for you, your family, and friends, get the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity, as recommended by registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs.
If you're a junk food junkie, getting on the Healthy Start Pack is one of the best ways to wean yourself off of processed snack foods and start putting good nutrition in your body. If you have a loved one who's dealing with heart disease or any health challenge, the Healthy Start Pack makes a great gift. If you have a grandparent or a parent in a nursing home, you will be amazed at the difference a once-a-day dose of the Healthy Start Pack will make in your loved one's energy levels, in their memory, in their mood, and in their general outlook on life.
Give the gift of optimal health to your loved ones and order the Healthy Start Pack from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.